Hey everybody, welcome to Bolts and Bats in the Bay. This podcast is brought to you by FL Teams. FL Teams is your top Florida sports source dedicated to providing in-depth coverage and analysis for all Florida sports, including college and professional sports. Make sure you're following FL Teams everywhere. Subscribe on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and wherever you get your podcasts, and TikTok. Welcome to Bolts and Bats in the Bay. I am your host, Jeff Macalino, and let's walk through the Tampa Bay Lightning and the Tampa Bay Rays, otherwise known as the winning franchises in Tampa Bay. The Tampa Bay Lightning are on the All-Star break. Not another game for them until Monday, February 6th, when they travel down south to face the Florida Panthers. The Lightning finished strong, a three-game homestand against some tough opponents, the Wild, the Boston Bruins, who lead the entire NHL, and the Los Angeles Kings. The Lightning won all three of them to break their record for consecutive home victories. They have now won 12 straight at Amalie Arena, winning over the Wild 4-2, over the Bruins 3-2, and over the Kings 5-2. Some intense games in there, especially against the Wild, which was kind of odd to see for an out-of-conference opponent. There was a lot of physical play in that one. Things got a little testy. And then the big win over Boston and over the Kings as well. The Lightning are looking good heading into the All-Star break, to say it lightly. They are third in the Atlantic Division, but they're closing fast on number two, Toronto. They have three games in hand. The Lightning 32-15-1, only one overtime loss so far on the year. They are 5 points behind the Toronto Maple Leafs, and the Lightning have played three fewer games. So the Lightning really within striking distance of that number two, looking like there's a good possibility, frankly, that it's going to be the Lightning and Toronto again in the first round of the playoffs. The Bruins in first place. They have lost three straight, including that loss to the Lightning. They still have 81 points, which is 11 more than Toronto, 16 more than the Lightning. They've played one fewer game than Toronto, two more than the Lightning, but it would take a pretty big collapse for Boston to fall out of first place in the Atlantic. Looking behind the Lightning, they have a 9-point lead over Buffalo, who is fourth in the Atlantic. Looking as far as the playoffs, Pittsburgh at 57 points, one more than the Sabres, are 8 behind the Lightning. They've only played one more game than the Lightning. The Lightning looking like pretty solid position to get the third spot in the Atlantic. And even if they somehow blew that, they would really have to fall apart to not get into the postseason tournament, which, of course, is all you need to do to get to your fourth straight Stanley Cup Finals. This team has been kind of carried by the big three all year, but it's really been much more than that. The big three, of course, being Nikita Kucherov, Steven Stamkos, and Braden Point. Nikita Kucherov leads the NHL in assists, is third in points. He's got 19 goals, 53 assists, which is 72 points for those of you who struggle with quick arithmetic. Again, third. He's not going to catch Connor McDavid, who has 92 points. But having a stellar season, he is the only skater for the Lightning going to the All-Star game. Andrei Vasilevskiy is going as well. Braden Point leads the team with 29 goals. He's 10th in the NHL in goals scored. And Steven Stamkos went through a little bit of a drought there, but he has started scoring again recently. He is at 24 goals on the season. He and Point both have 9 power play goals. Steven Stamkos, of course, scored his 500th career goal and did it in style with getting a hat trick. Only the third active player to reach 500 career goals, 47th in NHL history. And again, doing it in style with a hat trick. Congratulations to the captain for that. But look, beyond those three, Brandon Hagel's having a stellar season, 19 goals, 22 assists. Alex Killorn, concerned about him coming off a goalless postseason. He's got 14 with 20 assists. And Nick Paul, 16 goals, is fifth on the team in goals scored. Victor Hedman, not putting a lot in the back of the net, but is collecting those assists. And Nick Perbix, the rookie defenseman, he picked up 3 assists in the Lightning's final game before the All-Star break against the Kings. He is just making plays and helping the rest of the Lightning make plays. I mentioned Andrei Vasilevsky going to the All-Star game. Look out. He's only 2 wins away from the NHL lead. He's only led the NHL in wins the last 5 seasons and now going for 6 straight, doing some historical things. He won his 250th game as a goaltender. He also played in his 400th game as a goaltender. He's one of the fastest of all time to get to 250. He's still only 28 years old, and goalies play a long time typically. One gripe I'll throw out there, a lot of Lightning fans were a little upset Austin Matthews got named to the final All-Star game spot over Braden Point or Steven Stamkos, who both have better numbers than Austin Matthews this year. Austin Matthews, due to injury, was replaced by the Florida Panthers' Alexander Barkov, who has 12 goals and 25 assists. I just said Braden Point's 29 goals. Steven Stamkos is 24 goals. Yeesh. You blew it, NHL. You know, the Lightning don't need any respect from the NHL. They make their own respect. The Lightning setting up for another exciting second half and playoff run again. Their real games resume February 6th against undeserving All-Star Barkov and the rest of the Florida Panthers. Let's turn to the Tampa Bay Rays. A lot of disappointment, to be quite frank, that they have not added to augment their offense in the offseason. I'm still confident they will add somebody, but little by little, the old veteran signings that would have been nice, like the Evan Longorias who signed elsewhere, the Nelson Cruzes, I know those are some familiar faces, the kind of guys that the Rays can actually afford, slipping off the market. It's looking more and more like they're going to rely on guys like Brandon Lau, who missed most of 2022 with injury and then was very inconsistent with his back. They're going to hope he comes back 100% healthy. Guys like Josh Lowe, who were very disappointing, although his bat started to turn around a little bit when he was last playing, although in the outfield, he was an adventure, to say the least. It was kind of like watching Lupus in the Bad News Bears. The Rays have made some nice little moves here this last week. They signed 3 of their guys, you know, heading into their arbitration seasons and free agency. They've signed 3 guys to nice little extensions. The biggest name, not the biggest extension, but the biggest name of the 3, Yandy Diaz, who agreed to a 3-year, $24 million extension. It also includes an option for the 2026 season. Yandy Diaz, 31. Last year was probably his best year. He's just become an on-base machine. Good news for the Rays there. He was really probably their most consistent bat in the lineup last year. Also, Pete Fairbanks, who just dominated the last few months when he came back from an injury that kept him out more than half the season. He ended this season 22 scoreless innings, 36 strikeouts to 3 walks, and 9 hits. That's domination. He signed a 3-year, $12 million contract. He also has a club option for a 4th season frankly, the Rays don't often pick up those options. So I just take the 3 years, 12. That locks him up through all his arbitration years. And lastly, Jeffrey Springs was signed to a 4-year contract extension, $31 million. Springs had a big season last year, and deserving of that extension. Probably means he's not going to be one of the guys that gets traded. I still think this is a team that's going to make a move, maybe out of their wealth of starters. You know, you've got McClanahan, you got Eflin, you got Springs. Those guys are all sure things to be in the rotation. Glasnow as well. I apologize for leaving him out. Glasnow probably the number two starter. Rasmussen seems obvious, but you've also got guys like Chirinos. I'm not sure what the Rays are going to do. They've got a lot of young guys who might be ready. I think maybe a trade from the starting pitching depth to a team that maybe can give you a bat in one of your positions of need, especially a left-handed bat would probably be nice to get, especially when the plays first base, maybe. But anyways, you know, the Rays offensively still leave a lot to be desired. Pitching should be very good, as usual. We're less than 2 weeks away from pitchers and catchers starting to report. Monday, February 13th, there is the World Baseball Classic this year before the season. So there'll be some exciting and competitive baseball going on. There's going to be spring training. That's all starting very, very soon. Spring is nearly upon us. Hope will spring eternal, especially if the Rays can add at least one more bat, at least one bat to this offense, which went out so sad in the playoffs. Good news for the Rays. Looks like they've probably got a deal in place for a new stadium to stay in the area. It might upset some Tampanians, but it looks like it's going to be in St. Petersburg with a thriving, growing downtown. Tropicana Field was built in a much different neighborhood than where it stands today, and the new ballpark will be adjacent to where Tropicana Field is, and they will redevelop the rest of the land where Tropicana Field was. So we'll see, but I'm optimistic about that because, frankly, it means the Rays are going to stay in the Tampa Bay area and looking more and more like that's going to be the case, which should be the goal for everyone. All right, that'll do it for Bolts and Bets in the Bay. Make sure, again, you're subscribed to FL Teams. We got some great live shows on YouTube. Feel free to comment and rip into myself and Jeremiah or Isaac, whoever's on the show. Come on, give us your comments, your compliments, your insults. We can take it. We're big boys. Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, and everywhere else where you can follow FL Teams.